broadcasting from Hollywood, California. It's Grant's Rants, Hollywood Talk.
We check in with the Orange County Housewives before their upcoming season. Jimmy Kimmel thinks it's hilarious he's running for vice president, and we don't. Joan Rivers' wrongful death lawsuit is settled for big money, and we look at which network shows got the axe. That and more right here. Let the ranting begin. I am sitting across from business diva, sunglassist, and media personality, Allison Dean.
Hello, Grant.
Hello, Allison.
Thank you for having me.
Of course. Glad to have you on the show ranting. I know you have a lot of opinions, so you're in the right place.
Okay, good.
What can we say? Let's talk about how we know one another first.
Okay.
AfterBuzz, of course, bonding over the Housewives. Surprise.
Surprise, the Housewives. Yes, that's where we had our first rendezvous.
Yeah, OC Housewives, you, me, Blake, and Christy Olsen, now all Grant's Rants alums officially. You all have done the show. It's great. Love it. Love it. I love having AfterBuzz hosts on this show because you all get how to just put out a good show.
Yeah.
I'm not afraid to speak your mind. No one's timid.
No.
You can't be timid on this show.
You can't be timid at AfterBuzz either.
No.
No.
Nope.
Nope.
So that said, let's talk a little bit about The Real Housewives of Orange County.
Okay.
But wait, some people are like, wait, that show's on the air? No, it isn't. It's not on the air yet.
I thought you were like stumping me when you were like, we're going to talk about OC. And I was thinking, did I miss something?
No, I wish they were back on, but they're coming on later this summer, whatever that means. I mean, you know, it's like it could change with the wind, but...
Well, post-Dallas, it's probably going to segue between Dallas ending and...
I know New Jersey's somewhere in
there. Oh, there you go, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Dirty Jersey in there somewhere.
It's a perpetual cycle
of
ladies.
Exactly. And I'm just afraid, because I cover all these shows for AfterBuzz, I'm just afraid that they're all going to come back at once, and I'm going to have to do six different Housewives. So I get nervous. Like, I get nervous. I can't do that. Manza with Children and Celebrity Apprentice. Like, I'm like, all right.
I believe in you, Grant. But I don't think it's going to happen.
No, I hope not. Not yet. Too soon. So let's talk about The Housewives of Orange County and a little bit of an update on where we are and rumors from the set. A little inside look at what's kind of been out there and what's to be expected in the coming season, season 11. Shannon Bedore has sold her Orange County mansion for $9 million. Sounds like a lot. Sounds like a hefty price.
Yeah.
Originally, it was listed for $16 million, so...
And I feel like on the show, didn't she, like, say it was... For whatever reason, I feel like she was saying it was, like, a $25 million house.
I thought it was definitely higher, because it was all, like, custom, and it had, like, those
crystals
air filters.
Built in. Yeah, right.
So I guess those crystals, she's not getting a return on those.
I don't know. I mean, I think that this is... Yeah, I don't know. She put the wrong crystals in the house, I guess.
It wasn't attracting people with money.
No.
So that's, I mean, $9 million is nothing to you know, look at.
No. I mean, it's a lot of money, but depending on how much she spent to build that house.
Right.
Which we don't know that number, right?
No, not that I'm aware of.
Right, so.
So, yeah, where are they going? What are they doing with this?
I want to know. I thought you were going to tell me, Grant.
I just don't know at the moment. I think we're going to have to tune in to The Real Housewives of Orange County on Bravo this summer.
Like, who's she moving next to now? Because, right, who moved next to her? Heather. Heather moved nearby, right?
Nearby,
they built that super, or are they in there yet?
I don't think they're in that mansion yet.
Okay.
As far as I could not find a solid answer to that. I don't believe that they've moved in just yet. But I am hearing that neighborhood of Crystal Cove is not permitting filming. So that's becoming a real problem.
Oh.
So I don't know if we're going to be able to see Heather's finished product.
They're going to be like filming with GoPros on their head or something inside the house. Right?
Yeah.
It'll be like one of those things.
They've teased this mansion for like three seasons. We have to see the finished product.
Yeah.
I want to see the etched bird in the window. I want to see the portico and the what does she have? A full hair salon. I want to see it.
We're going to see some stuff, but it probably will be via their iPhones and or GoPros and or selfie sticks.
You
or
know
something.
What they'll have to do? Like when they go on those trips, they'll have to do like home video.
Right.
And they'll just give them like, here's like our like XLR, go.
Yep.
That's what it's
They're
going
to have like drones flying around Crystal Cove to, you know, basically avoid having to drive in a film crew. They'll just like send in some drones.
They will find a way.
They'll find a way.
Well, there's a new housewife coming in, according to Us Magazine and a couple different places. The new lady is going to be Kelly Meza Dodd. Now, this woman already sounds like a trip. She says that she's married but available, and she doesn't care about her husband.
I didn't know that that was an MBA. Married but available. I didn't know. Like, she's until now.
Yep.
I guess it's not that great to be an MBA. Or is it? Yeah, I don't know.
She seems like a wild child, but I don't know her personally, so I can't judge. But yeah, anyone that says openly that I don't care about my husband, what kind of marriage is that?
I would agree with you, Grant.
And they're heading into basically like divorce, pre-divorce court, like Real Housewives of whatever. It's always like if you're not in a good marriage, you know where it's going. So what? She's just being honest. She's like, yeah, my marriage rots and I'm going on the Real Housewives. I'm going to be divorced in like 9 months.
Ew. We don't know anything about her too, right? We don't know who she's nothing married good. To.
Nothing good. Apparently she likes to drink. She had a drunken rant and she said that she doesn't like black guys and she doesn't know of any black guys.
I feel like I would need to hear the audio of her saying that because I feel like maybe there was something lost in translation with it.
Well, that's what she's saying.
Possibly.
She's saying that she was drunk and she didn't hear the question and then she said, well, I don't know any. Like, I don't know.
And then because her ethnicity is that she's Mexican, right?
Correct, yeah.
So she sort of countered that all by saying that it's impossible for me to be racist because then I'd be sort of insulting, like, any ethnicity that is, like, any minority, like, subculture. She's trying to defend herself saying that she's Mexican, like, I guess.
Yeah, I guess she's trying to say, like, look, I'm a minority as well. I'm not racist.
Right.
Yeah.
Although in L.A., she's not a minority.
That's true. Well, she apologized on Instagram. She said that she's not a racist. And she said, this is so stupid. Of course I'm not racist. I repeated the question they asked me, and they asked me if I date black guys, and I said, I don't know any black guys.
Okay.
I'm sick of people pulling the race card. I do agree with that.
Yeah.
I'm Mexican, and I don't pull that crap.
See, there you go. So I feel like that was her way of sort of like throwing it back at people. Like, I would never do something like that. All right, well, I'm excited to see what she's bringing to the table. Yeah. I don't know who she is. Her name sounds vaguely familiar. But I don't. I need to do some Googling.
Yeah.
And I don't know if I will.
Well,
I think I'm going to wait for a text from you, Grant, to be like, here's the jam on her.
Okay, we'll do. Heather voiced her opinion about the controversy, and she said that there's no room in her life or in the show for a racist.
Oh, so. Dear. Here we go. And so it begins.
Yes.
And so it begins. Oh, jeez. Haven't they all sort of been, I mean, I think if we were to go through the whole Housewives franchise, there's been so many moments of pulling the race card on things, and it always is, I feel like for the most part, it's taken out of context.
Yeah, I do believe it. In this case it was. And I want to believe it, so I want to go into this new season with a fresh perspective and not be like, you know, like completely like, ew, who is this woman? Like, I already don't like her. A bad first impression.
Right.
And not even like knowing like, you know, anything about her. I don't even know a single thing besides she's Mexican and her first and last name. So it's like, all right, we'll see. But yeah, here we go.
Here we go.
Elsewhere in Orange County, Eddie was celebrating his 43rd birthday, and a lot of people saw this. There was a dune buggy accident where Vicky and Tamara's ATV rolled over several times. And it sparked such a controversy. I woke up one day and I saw this post from Tamara, and she was just like cursing out TMZ. Oh, she said, this is not true. This is BS, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, oh, I thought it was something to do with her daughter.
I'm surprised it was on the news. I'm like, really? A dune buggy incident? Yay for us.
Yes.
Yay for us.
That's America. Well, TMZ said that Tamara was driving reckless and driving drunk.
Oh, dear.
And so she flipped out denying it. She said, TMZ, get your story straight. Whoever is giving pictures and statements, you are an insensitive POS. No alcohol was involved. I am currently not drinking due to my upcoming fitness competition. And it was 11 in the morning. No one was training me or telling me to slow down.
Oh, wait. So she's doing fitness competitions?
Yeah.
Like, here's a topic. Is she getting, like, ripped?
She's fit. Her Instagram, she is, like, leaned out. She's not, like, huge.
Like veiny? Is she getting veiny?
No, but she's tight.
She's tight.
Yeah, she looks good.
I mean, what competition is she going for? Because she's sort of, she's not going to go up against, like, the 20-year-olds that are doing crazy, like, Mr. Universe, Miss Universe. What do they call them?
Oh, yeah. Right? Body cut.
Well, yeah. Well, that's... I don't know. I don't know, I guess, enough about fit competitions. But go Tamra. I mean, that's impressive.
Oh, yeah. I mean, she looks great. And I can tell because, like, she posts stuff constantly about these fitness competitions. So I do believe that she really was training for one. Well, Vicky does not blame Tamra at the end of the day. And she thinks that her mom was looking out for them. And it seems like all is well with these ladies.
In the OC?
Yeah.
All is... Well, outside of this new housewife. We'll see about that. Okay.
Yeah. But there was this... A couple images posted. Where is it? On Vicky Gummelson's Instagram just recently last night. And here are the ladies. The Heather, Vicky, Tamra, there you go, and Shannon.
Cute.
So much for this one. Shannon threatening to quit if Vicky was going to come back.
They all obviously kissed and made up.
Yeah. So, I hope we have a good season to look forward to.
Now that Brooks is out of the picture and that drama is sort of behind us, I think, yes, hopefully.
I think so.
Hopefully, yes.
Mm-hmm.
One can hope.
Right.
One can hope.
And Brianna, she's back in Orange County, so...
I love her. I love her already.
She's like the only human on the show.
You know, I've said
of
this.
Any of these, yeah.
She is sort of the word of truth. She's sort of like... she has this delivery that Erica Jane, I think, has, where she says very poignant things and they're said when they need to be said.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yep, I do agree. So we'll look out for that. Meanwhile, up a little further north in Hollywood, Jimmy Kimmel announced that he is running for the Vice President of the United States. He had a big opening to his show where he was on a bus and made a speech, and I think we're supposed to find it funny.
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't laugh.
I didn't laugh either. It's not that I'm sitting here in judgment and being like, oh, he's making a mockery of the presidency. I'm not judging in that sense. I just don't think it's very funny.
No. I mean, I guess I get where he's going with all this, but at the same time, I think if it was someone else, maybe, but I don't know. Jimmy Kimmel to me is not, it's not interesting enough. If it was like Britney Spears going, I'm running for vice president, I'd be like, okay, that's kind of funny.
Yeah.
Do
you think that at this point we're just fed up with all this election humor? I mean, can anything shock us at this point?
Is it election humor? I'm like...
or election truth.
I'm like... Or election total disbelief. Yeah, I don't know.
I think we're just numb to it.
I think we are. I think there's a lot of us that are just trying to process what lies ahead for us in the next 4 years. Do you know what I mean? And we're so... I don't know, sort of in a whirlwind in just the thoughts about that it's like, stop being funny.
Yeah. A friend of mine on Facebook posted a meme, and it was of Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump, and at the end of the bottom it said, straight out of options.
I hate to say that too. It's strange too, because when Hillary ran or was going to run the first time, I had a totally different viewpoint.
Mm-hmm.
And for whatever reason, in the time that, well, for many reasons, I guess, it's, wow, how the tide can change.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So Jimmy Kimmel, I don't know, do you, when you watch late night, or I don't even know if you do, but, you know, what do you, who,
James
who do you
Corden.
Prefer?
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, I don't really watch Kimmel. I mean, there are times...
I don't either. I cannot take to him. It was like him, me and like David Letterman, like, it's like the same thing. I'm like, I don't feel like I'm not... This doesn't do anything for me.
Really? You weren't a Letterman fan?
No, I was a Leno fan. Yeah.
I kind of, I think actually I was probably more of a Letterman fan than a Leno fan, but I was equal. I mean, depending on who was on, I'd watch either.
Mm-hmm.
I love James Corden. I think he's so funny, but I don't really watch Kimmel. I mean, it depends on who's on. I'll watch Kimmel if someone that just, you know, is so riveting to me is on, but...
He's one of my least favorite ones. I just don't find him very funny. I don't find him to be that like, extroverted.
Right.
You know what I mean?
He's a little... I don't know. There's, like, something amiss when you watch a show. You're like, there's one more ingredient that needs to be added that's not there.
For me, I think it's just lack of enthusiasm and energy. I'm just not... I feel like he kind of just...
He's passive?
Hangs out there, yeah.
Okay.
I don't know. There's something about a dry humor that I enjoy, but that, to me, is just... I don't know.
Missing the mark?
Very much so.
Okay.
And, you know, I love Fallon, and I'm really...
I love Fallon.
I'm warming up to Stephen Colbert, too. And I never thought I would. Dislike him, but I was like, I was kind of questioning this new show, and it's all right.
I've literally become obsessed with Carpool Karaoke.
Yeah.
Have you seen it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Like, obsessed. I think it's one of the most genius new spots outside of, like, Fallon's lip sync battle. I think Carpool Karaoke is... It's amazing! I mean,
he's dominating the internet with that.
Yeah, he is.
So, yeah, definitely.
Go him. Yeah.
Well, another comedian will turn our attention to past comedian Joan Rivers.
Oh, yes.
You know, her untimely death is finally kind of capped off now. The lawsuit over her death has now been completely settled. And it's been a year and a half that she's passed.
Oh, Lord.
And I have to say, she was the first and so far the really only celebrity death that really did shake me.
Wow. Wow. You know? It was definitely surprising, you know, because she really had so much gusto every time you saw her on TV. I mean, she was delivering it every time.
Yeah.
So I can see that.
But for me, it was like so much that she still wanted to do and doing that there was no plans of stopping. And I admired that so much, especially like, you know, similar to like this show with like the hustle and like, you know, keeping the dream alive and really being your own everything. I mean, she, of course, she had managers and stuff like that, but she booked herself. She did these things. She got herself to these places. Like, you know, she is the one who kept herself so relevant. Nobody else is going to do it for her. So I just really like, appreciated and respected that. So that was really tough to lose her.
Yeah.
And I just can't believe it's been a year and a half.
Time flies.
Yeah.
Think about all the other people that have gone.
Yeah.
Gone too this many. Year. Too many. I know. And a lot of those have been just like, what? No.
Yeah, I know. Like, it's unimaginable.
Yeah.
There was a confidential deal for an undisclosed payout, but they're saying that it was an 8-figure payout.
Wow.
Now that's some serious money.
Wow.
I mean, it'll never bring her back, but wow.
Well, Melissa had some gusto in her too, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, she definitely had a lot of her mom within her, so it doesn't surprise me. She wasn't going to settle for anything less than what she thought was, I don't know, the right amount.
Well, if anyone's doing the math, you can add that 8-figure payout to the $28 million that they got in selling Joan's Manhattan apartment.
Oy vey.
Yeah, and then now they're auctioning off her art, jewelry, and clothes in June.
Wow.
So, more to come from that. So that must be quite an auction, because she had such a collection of things, and her whole apartment was set up like that, like the French...
Wouldn't you like to just, like, walk around that apartment, like, once?
I would.
Just to just see all the fabulousness going on in that space? Yeah, see, love you.
Yeah, Well, they say, Melissa says, in accepting the settlement, I am able to put the legal aspects of my mother's death behind me and ensure that those culpable for her death have accepted responsibility for their actions quickly and without equivocation.
Wow.
So, that's what she says. Now she's moving forward. Yeah. So she says, moving forward, my focus will be to ensure that no one ever has to go through what my mother, Cooper, and I went through, and I will work towards ensuring higher safety standards in outpatient surgical clinics.
Wow.
So I wonder if she really will stay active
in that medical space. Yeah.
You know, I mean, I don't know. I mean, she really can just take the money and run at this point. You know what I mean? I mean, she's got so much.
Oh,
I mean,
God.
Who knows? And she's still producing, so don't know.
She has more money to produce with.
That's true. Yeah. She could. I wonder if she should like make her own little company from like invest.
Doesn't she already have one?
I don't know.
I think she does.
Oh well, I'm sure. Why not?
I know.
Why not?
Why do I feel like I think she does?
Probably.
Yeah.
I'm sure she has like an LLC or something. Mm-hmm. Well, there's been a lot of shows that have been announced that are canceled very recently. So, of course, being the TV covering show that we are here, we have to acknowledge some of these cancellations.
I feel like we should be playing In Memoriam or something. Like the, the sad music.
Some of these were dead before they began.
Well, most of them I was like, what show? Huh?
Yep. Like, on NBC, You, Me, and the Apocalypse, I didn't even know about that.
Yeah.
I knew Jenna Fischer had a show and had something to do about Apocalypse, but I thought that was a summer show. I didn't even realize it had come and gone.
Yeah, no, never. I didn't see an ad for it. Nothing.
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 Well, The Muppets, which opened up super high in the fall and was like a huge success out of the gate, they're gone. So, yeah. I mean, I watched the first two episodes and I, like, got it. I'm like, okay, I get it. I'm good. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, I don't need to keep watching.
Okay. It didn't hook you.
No.
It didn't hook me. Not even with one episode.
No.
Exactly. I mean, I'm a fan of The Muppets, but I guess it's just one of those things where now there's so much amazing TV that... And there really is, unless you have no job, there's not enough time.
It's true.
I literally have a list of all the shows that I'm, like, back ordered on, if you will. Yeah, and I literally have no idea when I'm going to be able to watch them.
I know. I have different shows like that, too. Like, I'd love to watch the full Breaking Bad series, and I'm like, I don't know when that's going to happen.
I actually, thank God I did that. Yeah. I can say I did that. But Game of Thrones? Yeah. Like, no.
I need to do that. Uh-huh. I still need to do that.
Uh-huh. I'm like, when? They're on, like, season 25. I don't even know. Yeah.
And with me, I like to watch things that are buzzed about. Yeah. I'm not really too crazy about going back and watching old, like, 90210 episodes or, like, things from the past. Like, even, like, old, as great as Desperate Housewives was, like, I don't know, I like to watch things that people are talking about.
Now.
People are, yeah, like, we can podcast about it. Like, no one's going to want to hear my take on an episode from 2006 on Wisteria Lane. You know what I mean? Like, and I don't really want to watch it either.
No. I think the only exception to that would probably be Sex and the City.
Yeah, that I've never been able to take to.
Oh, that's okay.
And there were a lot of my listeners tuning out.
No. I mean, you know, it was a fun show.
I have tried with the show. I have tried. It's just a little too much.
You kind of have to take it in from the beginning, though. Like, you really need to. And part of it is the progression of just how, well, not only how her hair changed through the seasons, but just sort of even the format of the show, how that shifted through the six, I think it was six. It's almost like 6.5, because I think that they broke up season 6 into, like, you know, two separate, like, A and B seasons. Anyway, yeah, I can watch that over and over.
Yeah. Well, the CSI franchise is over on CBS. They got rid of CSI Cyber. That's it for that.
That's another one. What was that? Who was on CSI Cyber?
Patricia Arquette. That was it.
But isn't she... Okay.
And Ted Danson.
I mean, what a great combo.
Yeah.
Truly, but maybe there's just too many CSIs.
Well, there's none now. They're out. I mean, it's just, I feel like it just went on for too long. You know, it's like the Law and Orders. They just kind of...
Wait a minute. Wait, so CSI took the place of, like, CSI New York and...
Yeah, well, those were taken off the air. Yeah, the original and everything.
Those are done?
Yeah.
Oh, where have I been? Okay. Yeah, see, maybe I just see all the repeats and I think it's still on.
Yeah, well, it's on somewhere. If it's a TBS, or not anymore. They don't do that. But any of those two, well, I don't know.
I feel like I still see them, though.
Yeah. You'll see them forever.
Okay.
You'll see them forever.
Right.
Telenovela on NBC got canceled, and that's a show that people on this podcast bragged a lot, quite a bit. They really like that show. Did you look at that?
Well, I know it's Eva Longoria's show.
Yeah.
Never saw it.
I looked at it, but I heard mixed reviews, and I wasn't too into it either. My mother hated it.
Oh.
She hated it. And so I was like, okay, well... Then, all right, the litmus test is there. I'm like, okay, well, it's not going to be good then. I'm not going to watch it.
I don't know. It didn't draw me in.
Yeah.
I will say Billions really drew me in.
Oh, really?
Oh, loved it.
See, I just can't... I can't get premium channels here. Oh. I don't have them, so it's very hard for me to catch up.
Well, you can rent the season now, maybe.
Yeah.
It just finished. It was well done.
Yeah.
I mean...
Showtime?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was... Well, you know what you can do? You can pay for the... Just the Showtime app. So if you log in, create a Showtime account, it's like $9.99 a month. It's not too bad, all things considered. If there's enough shows that you actually want to see, it's a good deal.
See, I want to do that with HBO Go.
Okay, there you go. Yeah. And like Game of Thrones, here we go.
Exactly.
Let's start now.
When that happens, yeah. I do not know, but it will happen at some point.
It was a smart play on all those premium channels parts to give that option to people.
Right. Well, Bravo announced 6 new unscripted series that are coming up. They gave Tabitha Coffey another show.
Of course.
And
they love her.
We do. She's giving advice to small business owners on a show called Relative Success.
So I actually heard about that, and I am a fan of Tabitha. Although, at the same time, I don't know how relevant she is anymore when it comes to that stuff. So that's my question. It's not like you've seen her... I don't know, in like Forbes being like she's this business ingenue that's...
So you're like, where did she go?
Well, where did she, unless she was like consulting all these people and she's just reeling in the dough from turning around all these businesses. I mean, the reality is Tabitha is very honest and she can definitely spot when things are not functioning efficiently, at least from... previous shows that we've seen her do that for. So I don't know. I mean, I think I'd give it a watch and see.
her shows are easy watches. Like, they're, like, totally formatted. Like, she goes in, she gets angry, and then everyone's happy at the end. You know what I mean? I worked with her on a pilot, and she was just no fun to be around.
She seems like unless you've known her for a really long time and she knows you, she's someone that will just, like, flick you off her plate.
Yep. She is no eye contact, face buried in the phone, like, feet up or feet, like, you know, or, like, legs folded, like, looking in the opposite direction, like, in her own
corner of the universe. I don't like that. I mean, I'm not surprised, but I don't like that that's now been confirmed.
Yeah, I was a little disappointed, but yet was not surprised.
You know who else is kind of like that? The Millionaire Matchmaker.
Oh,
I met her, and she was just totally... I don't know. I mean, also, I was not surprised, but it's like, I like when I am surprised. You know what I mean? Like, I like when I meet a celeb and I'm like, wow, they were so cool.
Well, you'd think if you're getting hired to be a personality on any type of television show that you'd be personable and you'd be light. You wouldn't take yourself so seriously.
Honestly, you don't know how long that's going to last with people. So it's like, be nice.
Exactly.
I would hope. I guess not.
Well, there's a real estate show, very Bravo title, Yours, Mine, or Ours. Ryan Seacrest is producing that.
Oh, I wonder what that's about.
I don't know. It didn't say much beyond that.
It seems like it's like one of, well, at least from what you just said, it sounds like people in the midst of divorce.
Yeah, it channeled to me that show, Untying the Knot.
There you go,
which did horrible, and I really enjoyed that show. Oh. I felt bad, but yeah, that was, and if they buried that one on the schedule.
Well, I remember, yeah.
Mm. And then Andy Cohen's bringing back Then and Now with Andy Cohen, looking back at Gen Xers and Baby Boomers pop culture.
I don't know how that'll do. I don't know how that'll do.
I really don't think we need that.
I don't know if we need that.
We've had not best week, but we've had I Love the 2000s. We've had all that. We've looked back.
Well, like, remember on VH1 the pop-up video where it was like, that was like kitschy stuff that was happening, and that was like, where did that go? Like, that at least was fun, but I don't need Andy sort of giving me that announced stuff. Like, whenever he does it on his show, it's like, all right, moving on. Let's get back to Erika Jayne.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, that's not something I'm going to, like, run to see. I may be curious. Then there's this other show, Summer House, a group of friends sharing a beach house.
Oh, how riveting. Yes. That sounds like, no.
Didn't we do this with Jersey Shore? Like,
don't they do this with Bachelor Pad or whatever? How many times do we need to see? Oh, God. All right.
Then Oklahoma. This is my favorite one. Oklahoma City. This is how it's put on in the press release, according to Variety. Oklahoma City, a group of female fiends in oil country. Now, I'm sure they missed the R and meant to say a group of female friends in oil country. But then I thought of all these housewives. They are a little bit all fiendish, aren't they?
Wait a minute. Now I'm trying to... Fiends. I'm thinking now that that may be someone... I may know the producer of that show. I'll have to ask.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Could be interesting.
But that doesn't sound like another one I'd watch.
I'm surprised. I don't have time. I'm surprised they didn't make another Housewives out of it. That's what they've been doing. They've been making all these female-driven shows into another Housewives.
I mean, The Real Housewives of Potomac?
Yeah.
I was like, all right.
I'm still not into that, but I do recognize that it has done well in the ratings. Then the last show that they've had said that it's going to be called The Lodge. It's Staffa Ski Lodge, which we've already seen this. They had off-price ski on later last year.
And yeah.
That didn't do well for them either. So it's like,
but maybe at a lodge called The Lodge. Maybe they'll incorporate some horror elements.
The problem with, and I'm a fan, and I will watch probably almost all of these, but the problem with those types of shows is it's the same thing. It's like that show Tour Group. It's like, they market it as the show where they're going to go and look at the world and all this stuff, but then they cut to, so they show the fun parts, and then they cut to all the drama amongst the people that are traveling together that don't know one another. Why do we have to have all of this yelling and screaming at these exotic locations? Like, if you want to have a show called Tour Group, show it for what it is, and we'll follow some people around the world. But, you know, then we gotta stop and we have to have, like, sake, and then you and I have to yell at each other for 20 minutes. It's like, it's tired.
But you know what it is? I think with Bravo especially, they know the recipe that their audience wants, and a lot of it is built on conflict, and that's just the reality. So they are testing the waters with a different batch of people to see if the world wants to watch the conflict with those people, and if they don't, it's on to the next. Yeah. I mean, that's really the reality of it.
It's funny that you mentioned recipe, because it really is like you're feeding someone the same dish, just with a different name.
Yeah, different
and
flavor.
And it's like, so, you know, I think it gets tired after a while. You don't want to keep eating spaghetti and meatballs 8 days a week. You know what I mean?
No.
So, I mean, they are mixing it up with these other things like Dead and Now, but I don't know. Perhaps we'll just have to wait to find out.
We do. We have to wait and find out, Grant. We will know soon enough based on whatever they're going to cut next year.
We'll find out.
Yeah.
You're listening to Grant's Rants. Please rate, subscribe, and share on iTunes and social media. Spread the word. There are a lot more rants to come. Follow us on Twitter at Grants_Rants. And now for the one-on-one.
All right, Allison, are you ready to talk about you?
I guess.
You guess.
Is everyone ever ready to talk? I mean, I guess, sure. Yes.
So, Allison, VP Operations of Perverse Sunglasses.
Yes.
New sunglass line.
Yes.
And tell us a little bit about more about building this and your role in it.
So basically, the former founder and CEO of NYX Cosmetics, she sold her company in 2014 to L'Oreal, and she's a serial entrepreneur. She wanted to do her next venture, and she had this realization that the sunglass industry is really, it's conquered by a few really large conglomerates, and there really wasn't anything that captured her, where a very fashion-forward sunglass line that was in the price points between $30 and $65. So sort of really targeting the consumer that really wants to accessorize and pair themselves with their lipstick or their clothes. Or, I mean, truly, a pair of sunglasses can transform your look. Mm-hmm. It really can. And so she wanted to build this business. So in 5 months, we soft-launched the company. We launched with like 290 SKUs, which is a lot. It was a really fast go around. I mean, just like the ordering, the designing, the receiving, the setting up all the systems, and we signed leases. We'll be opening stores. The first one opens next week in Larchmont Village, nice. In Los Angeles. So we have a rollout of 5 stores happening over the course of the next few months. One of them will be Hollywood and Highland. We have one opening in the Valley at the Village. We'll have one in Culver City, and we'll have sort of like the hub in downtown LA.
Nice.
So, I mean, it's a very,
quick.
It's a very quick and crazy, endeavor, but we have a really good leader, and she knows what she wants, and she throttles us all through, you know?
That's great. And you had the launch.
Was the launch of Coachella. Yeah. So
title sponsor. No joke.
She really wanted, that was one of her, it was one of the things like on her checklist. She was like, if we're going to launch this company, we're launching at Coachella. And it happened. So we were a title sponsor. We had a big tent on the grounds. I'd say the most sort of known of the fashion side sponsors is H&M. They've been there for like the last, maybe, I don't know, 5 years. But they even have an actual H&M Coachella line that's distributed. So they really have melded themselves with Coachella. But we had a 20 by 20. We had a big tent. Like my mind is still like there's dust in there from Coachella. And it was really cool. We called it Perverse Cirque. It was like black and white, and it was we had 240 of our SKUs there to buy. So it was really interesting seeing people interacting with all the different pairs, men and women. And just sort of how interesting, like how men would grab certain styles where I'd be like, oh, and it would look great. And it's one of those things where, you know, a pair of sunglasses is totally what you make of it. If you want to wear a pink pair, if you want to wear a black pair, if you want to wear a purple pair, whatever your prerogative, that's your prerogative. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So often people are like, oh, that looks like feminine. Well, it might look feminine to you, but it might not look feminine to someone else. You know what I mean? So it was just an interesting case study for me. And then we had made 4 pairs specifically designed for Coachella. They're totally limited edition. So we were doing like this spinning of a wheel where you could win a pair. And it was really fun. We had a lot of celebrities that came through, which I know you saw some of those photos.
Yes.
I took a photo with, it was so funny, I took a photo with Kendall Jenner. She came in. She was very lovely.
Nice.
I mean, she really was. She even was like, oh, do you want to take, or I walked up to her, I was like, oh, can we get a pic? She's like, oh, do you want to do a selfie? And I was like, ooh, my selfie game isn't as strong as yours. So someone took like an actual photo, but it was just kind of funny.
An actual photo?
Yeah, like we took an actual photo. Because I was like, I knew, I knew that if I took a selfie with her, it would be ruined. Like, it would just be the worst picture ever. But I was like, after I posted the photo on Instagram, it was amazing at just how many likes this photo. I mean, I've never, like, usually my photos will get, I'd say between, 16 and 65 likes. Like, I'd say that kind of a gamut. And this one was, 1,200 likes. You know what I mean? It was, it just kept, cranking on up there. It's like, wow. The power of Kendall.
Yes.
Yeah, the power of Kendall. Mm-hmm. Kylie also rolled in, and...
What's her vibe like when you see her? You know, when you see her initially, can you, keep your eyes off her?
No, you can't keep your eyes off her, because she definitely has this... She has an energy to herself that's very much, look at me.
Mm-hmm.
And you do. You can't help but look at her. But it's also an energy of, don't come near me. Do you know what I mean? Uh-huh. Definitely a little... it's like she's walking in a bubble and you can't pierce it.
Ooh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. A little bit. I mean, obviously, I don't hold that against her. I know she was brought up sort of in that ecosystem, So you can't hold it against people like that. But it's also interesting when you meet, other people that aren't like that, right? And right. So it's just, comparatively, I find it interesting.
Interesting, definitely. Well, you brought a pair of sunglasses to the rants. This is from the limited edition Coachella collection.
I brought you a fun pair. I brought you one of the smaller, because Grant has a petite face, so I was thinking I need to bring him something that was slightly... This is probably not the ideal, so as a sunglassist, I wouldn't recommend this in your everyday wear.
Okay.
Because there's definitely a better pair for you, but I wanted you to have one of the limited edition styles.
Well, thank you. Yeah, you know, I actually do have to buy, I bought a children's pair of glasses once. Because my face is just shaped a certain
way. No, we definitely have some stuff for you. When the Larch Mont store opens, you'll have to roll through.
I will. Yeah, I'm over there for brunch sometimes. So let's take a look at these glasses. It's in a cute bag.
We call that our funfetti print.
Funfetti print. And this is going to be a definite... Oh, yeah, and it matches the print on the glasses. Look at... These are fun. These are fun, kids. So it's... let's describe. It's like multicolored print. Almost looks like... I don't know, what you just sprinkles on a white pair of glasses.
So our icon is an arrow, and so it's basically our icon in multicolor print all over the pair of glasses. Here, take off the plastic thing. Yeah.
Okay, that's that. So the arrow is the logo.
It's like the icon. It's our icon. Okay. Yeah, and they totally match your shirt though, which is great.
I'm gonna have fun with these. These are great beach glasses.
Totally. I mean, they actually look great on you. They look great on you.
They're you could super clear. Usually when you wear sunglasses inside, you're like, I can't. This, I'm gonna continue to do the show with these sunglasses. So I'm giving it this, my seal of approval.
Oh, thank you, Grant.
Yes. Right here on Grant's Rants, I'll give you my thumbs up. Put this out there. You can tell your boss that you can put this on a nice piece of paper.
Oh, we'll plaque it. Well, and actually, the limited edition pairs have our definition of what the meaning of perverse is. I think it's on the temple somewhere. Is it on the outside? Or no? Did we not put it on those?
Here it is. Okay. Yes.
So you can read it out loud to everyone.
Sure. Deliberately deviating from what is regarded as normal.
There you go. It's also the play on the word perverse, because people have a sort of a negative association with being perverse. And so we're kind of spinning it.
Mm-hmm.
And the reality is it's not a negative... It doesn't have to be a negative word. I mean, in our everyday lives, everyone deviates from the norm, I think.
That's true.
Or we hope to.
That's true. They're a fun pair. I'm definitely wearing them. I have a bathing suit this exact color.
It totally complements your shirt right now, Grant.
There you go. Yeah. Perfect. So what else do you want to say about your time at Coachella? I know you ran into Diplo.
Oh, my God. He came into the tent, shortly after we closed, because we were open. I mean, the show went on to midnight, 1 a.m. But he came in after our tent closed at 7. We close at around 7 every night. And he wanted a pair of sunglasses. And he wanted something that kind of protected his eyes from the dust.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know if he wore them, but they looked fantastic on him. But we have one pair. It's called Madness. And it kind of, on the sides, it kind of blocks stuff from getting in. I don't know. There's just a shield around, it cups your eye a little bit. And I was like, of course you can have a pair. And then everyone in the tent was like, can we take a photo with you? And he was so lovely about it. And I was like, oh my God, I look like shit. I literally said that. I was like, oh my God, I look like shit. And he was like, not to worry. Let's take a prom pic. And I was like, sure, let's take a prom pic. Embrace me, Diplo. Embrace me. Because if you guys know what Diplo looks like, he is... he's quite hunky.
Yeah,
he really is. He doesn't necessarily photograph all the time, like, so well, mm-hmm. but if you see him in person, you're like, wow, you're kind of good looking.
And it's great that you had exactly what he was looking for, too.
Although, like, you know, he gets so much, like, free swag, you know, where I was, like, trying to, like, look at photos from Coachella, to, like, when he was playing, to see if he was wearing them. Yeah. I don't know. Like, there's so many photos from Coachella, it's hard to sift through and be like...
Yeah, is that them? Is that them? Yeah, I know exactly what you mean. Well, let's talk about a few other things. Let's talk about a recent Disney PR event that you attended, and you shared cocktails with someone.
So, because of our relationships, Perverse's PR company has an association now with Disney, and they invited us to this cocktail party put on by Anne Hathaway. So she was there, and it was sort of like... They were promoting different looks inspired by the film and
the Looking Glass.
Yes,
that's been advertised everywhere.
Yes,
that's everywhere. So very topical.
Very topical.
So what was it like over there? Was it the full world? Did they build it out for you?
No. It was actually at Anne Hathaway's husband has some affiliation with the brand Rose Arc. It's like very high end jewelry. So it was at this location. Very small. place. So definitely the kind of environment where you, when you walk in, it's like flooded. Like you already feel like you're jam packed somewhere, which in a way is good. I mean, that's great for PR to make everyone feel like
that's true. Right? A full house. Yeah.
But you know, all those events are quite funny because the reality is, unless you know everyone in the room or the vast majority of people there, it gets quite just, it can be a little awkward. I mean, that's the sad reality of it. Hollywood is a very, who you know place, as we all can accept that. And so it's certainly like, you know, it's fabulous to be invited to certain things, but you know, it's also the kind of place where you want to feel like, I mean, look, you can say this about AfterBuzz too, right? Mm-hmm. When a newbie walks into AfterBuzz and you have people that are like so chummy and they know everyone and like, it can make someone that's new feel really out of place. Yeah. Well, same thing at any sort of fabulous PR event. Mm-hmm. Can feel the same way. But Emily Blunt was there. John Krasinski was there, looking fabulous. She was pregnant. She looked amazing. I mean, just like what an adorable couple. I mean, truly. And Anne Hathaway looked gorgeous. I mean, truly stunning. Nice. Like, she really is a movie star. You know how some people have that je ne sais quoi? She definitely is. Yeah.
That's cool. That's neat. So did you get anything from that event? Did you walk away with anything?
I got a lot of champagne.
There you go. I'll take that.
I got like a cookie in the shape of like a butterfly. That was cute.
That's cute.
I got a great photo for Instagram and people seem to love that. They're like, where is this?
Nice.
When she want to know. No, just, I mean, you know.
I think you got what most people would want out of such a thing. A star sighting, a good image to post for likes.
They were doing manicures, but I didn't want to wait in the line.
Oh, yeah.
No, right. Okay. No.
Wouldn't interest me either. So you mentioned AfterBuzz. Let's talk about the two shows that are coming up for you. And you know, you've been with AfterBuzz for how long now?
It was only a year.
That's it, huh?
It was last March was was Bloodline, and Bloodline's coming back. So Bloodline season 2. It's so interesting because when I started at AfterBuzz, I had so many shows that I was doing. I mean, I was there 4 or 5 days a week. I mean, I was there so often. And from a just a time perspective, right now I don't have the time. But I've consolidated, so I'll be doing 2 shows every Monday. Very different shows. One of them being Bloodline. Excited to see that come back, even though I'm really sad because one of my favorite characters, I don't know how they're going to incorporate them in, but whatever. And then Mistresses, which...
A little different.
Gotta love me some Mistresses. Yeah. Like, I always love that show. And it's so funny because the reality is that show is not very mistress heavy. Like, a lot of them are not in relationships with married people.
Not a bunch of hoes running around.
I mean, you know, they made it seem like it was going to be much more hoey than it actually is. Yeah. And the way that they do it is kind of highbrow. So it actually, I don't know, it's a fun guilty pleasure watch kind of a thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I like Alyssa Milano.
She's not on it anymore.
No?
No. So because they moved.
Oh, well, I really don't have any interest.
They moved production. So I want to say it was after season 2. They moved production to Canada, I think. Oh, okay. And she was having a baby, or I don't know. She just didn't want to move herself. And so Oh, wow. She said c'est la vie.
That's how much I know
about or she said sayonara more than c'est la vie. Yeah.
Well, let's talk a little bit about a recent commercial that you were in the process. You were in a commercial for Intuit Tax,
for
right?
For TurboTax, yes. So I...
But you didn't go out for that initially.
No. So I had auditions, I want to say it was like sometime last year for a Lenovo commercial. So I actually submitted for it. Like I had to like send in a vid and then I was called in to do a read based on the vid. And they liked me. I know that they did, but whatever. I wasn't, you know, at the end of the day, I wasn't what they were looking for. But I got a call from one of the producers, like from the company that was putting on that commercial. And he was like, you know, the director really loves you. We're doing this TurboTax thing. And it wasn't an actual, it wasn't a TV spot. It was actually an online spot that they were mm-hmm. doing. And the turn on was really quick, but they were like, they love you. They love you. And I was like, really? And they were like, it's not a speaking part. You're just going to be dancing. And I was like, okay. I mean, and the funny part is I was not dancing in the audition thing that I did. There was no dancing involved. Yeah. So, like, the fact that they saw me and went, this is our dancer, I thought was really funny. I mean, I should say I have dance experience. You know, I was a dancer in high school. Mm-hmm. I was a dancer in college. I mean, I can't say I'm a dancer now, but I have danced. Yeah,
well, they're lucky that you have that history. What if you just could not move?
But, okay, so when I got to set, it was really interesting because they were like, okay, so you're going to be slow motion dancing. And I was, like, perplexed by this because I've never slow motioned danced on top of all the other hoopla I've done. And once I got to set, they were like, okay, so do this now slower. Slow, like they kept having to tell me to go slower. I mean, it was rough. Yeah. It was rough. But I think they got what they needed. And you saw me as a GIF, which was really funny. Well, no, I don't know who made me into a GIF. They didn't. I don't think. I think it was just in the ecosphere of the internet.
Yes, that is what they call epic for sure. That you have that,
right? I mean, it's gone now. There's so many now happy dances, I guess. But yeah. I thought it was funny too that they called it a happy dance. I was like, my face doesn't even look like I'm happy, but. Whatever. That's fine. I thought that was kind of funny.
So now how long does something like that take to go in? You know, you're filming this spot. There's no lines. You're just dancing. You know, how long does it take?
So I got in around, I want to say I was around 11. I left around 5. I want to say but I was there. I was waiting for a long time. So, you know, they have you there, but you're not necessarily doing anything. They just want to make sure that they've got their people there. Mm-hmm. So I technically didn't start dancing probably until 3:30, like 3:30 to 4:30 maybe. And then just like, you know, the setups and the lighting and the adjusting and the this and the that and the other.
Yeah.
I mean, I wasn't dancing for a full hour. I'd probably say I was probably doing the slow motion thing for 35 minutes.
Yeah.
Like if we added it all up over and over again, it was probably about that.
Mm-hmm. Now you almost didn't take this.
Well, no, because they originally offered a certain amount and I was like, it was in Orange County. I was like, okay, the drive time and the this and the that. But I was like, if you pay me X amount, then I'll show up. And they really wanted me to be their dancer.
I like that. I like that you said, look, this is my rate. If you want me, come get me.
You know, I mean, I guess it's the opportunity cost of everything, right? It's like, you know, what's your time worth?
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, it's not like your main, it's not like your most LA actors waiting by the phone.
That's true. And that was actually
stuff going on.
Yeah. That was a lucky thing, I should say. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
It's like a little bonus.
Yeah. Now, looking at the future.
Yeah.
You know, where do you kind of see yourself? You do a lot of different things. It's you know, kind of like me, like we're unique shapes. So like, you know, where do we go? What do we do? What's the goal? You know, like how do we parlay all this into something?
So I've always been a career-driven person, and I should say I've always sort of been within corporate or company environments. That's been my background, and the hosting world has been like this fantastic hobby that sort of emerged. I recognized it a few years back that it was something that I really wanted to get involved with. You know, I like talking, I like meeting people, I like interacting, interviewing, all that stuff. And I'm so happy I started down that path. Obviously, I don't have the time to pursue, you know, going out on auditions. And the reality is hosting in LA is so competitive. I mean, mm-hmm. there's literally so many people yeah. that want to get on E and that want to get on wherever they can get on.
Anyone with even a little bit of a following thinks they can do it.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah. And so I think for me, outside of someone from some big, you know, network calling me and saying, oh, we need you. barring that, I think that the more realistic path will probably be me becoming, you know, a business expert in some way or being able to go on air and talk about different business things, mm-hmm. product things.
Product. I can definitely see that.
I mean, I'm certainly, even at my company, people look at me for product reviews, product commentary. I've met a lot of other businesses that have asked me for my opinions about their product. And so I look forward to doing more of that because I definitely think that I have a perspective that business owners find useful. And so, yeah. And so maybe some of that will parlay on air. I don't know. But that's a direction that I would look forward to, certainly. We'll see. We'll see where it forces me along. But, right. You know, I'll do AfterBuzz and... keep talking because part of it is you have to just keep doing it.
That's
if
it.
You stop, it'll get awkward.
Yeah, it's really consistency is key.
Right? You have
it's
to
like, just a lot. It's a lot to keep up.
It is
because we're very similar in that respect. You know, I work for a large company and trying to do this and then do that, and it's like putting on several hats.
Yeah.
You know. And everyone wants to, everything needs to be watered equally. You know what I mean? Like equal energy for me anyway, and just being able to take everyone. You want everyone to believe that you're taking it seriously.
Absolutely.
So
you
it's
know,
tough.
It is tough. You know, and it's not for everyone. But I think it's one of those things where you only have the hobbies or the things you want to have, right? So leave the things on your plate that you have the energy for and remove the things that you don't have the energy for.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to really become cognizant of those things, I think, as you, like people like you and me that have a lot of things on their plate, you just have to be aware of your time.
Yeah.
You do.
Time management is paramount.
Yep.
For sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What advice do you have for people like that who are just trying to keep like a little side gig going and then how it gets bigger? Like, you know, what advice do you have to be able to nurture that?
I think it really comes down to, well, I love lists, but I think it's like weighing, the things that matter to you.
Mm-hmm.
Be very aware of it. Trust your intuition. If something feels like it's a time suck and it's not adding any value to your life, then don't do it. Because really your time is valuable. Time is fleeting. And even when you're young and you think, oh, I've got so much time, you don't.
Yeah, it's true.
You don't. So it's just be aware of your time mm-hmm. and filter accordingly.
Yeah. And I always say take action, like
do
get
it.
Stuff
yeah.
done.
Yes.
Because yeah, like you said, you don't have all that time. And, you know, there's so much time and energy spent planning for things. You just got to jump and make things happen.
I will say this, though. It's also important, like, once you become someone that's managing time appropriately, make sure you carve time for rest.
Mm-hmm.
Because especially in LA, it's a city where people don't rest. And we have, like, more stress than any other city. I mean, maybe New York, Chicago, I'm sure they've got a lot of stress. But, I mean, the amount of people that are stressed out, our adrenals are, like, off the roof,
mm-hmm.
off the charts, going AWOL.
That's all my... I'm always a little anxious, but my...
Yeah.
All my free time is spent in traffic waiting for red lights to turn green.
Oh, yeah, I know.
You know, like, it drives me crazy even to cross the street. You know, you gotta press the button, wait. It's just so long. It's like... By the time I get anywhere, I'm like up to here. I'm like ready to be done.
Yep.
Like, so it's always like, all right, let's get this done and we got to move on to the next thing. So yeah, I'm on that path. But I'm learning that naps are not something just for babies.
No, absolutely not. I mean, you really do have to just relax.
Yeah.
You have to find that time because that will really power forward all the other things that you really want to do.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not resting, then it's, I don't know, game
yeah.
over.
Well, good advice, good stories, and good sunglasses from Allison Dean here at Grant's Rants. I want to quickly let you all know that an announcement is coming for a new platform in which you can find Grant's Rants. And that's all I'll say for now, and that will be coming up soon. Allison, where can we find you, and what do you want to promote?
Well, you can really find me everywhere at the Allison Dean, one L, on Instagram, Twitter, blah, 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 theallisondean.com.
What if I want to find out more about
the sunnies? So Perverse Sunglasses you can find at perversesunglasses.com. And then we'll have the stores rolling out. So Larchmont, Hollywood and Highland, downtown LA. Culver City.
Nice. If you're visiting and you're coming to LA, you're going to end up at Hollywood and Highland, whether you're going on the 101 or whether you're staying there or you want to see the Walk of Fame, look for the store over there.
Yeah!
There you go.
Thank you, Grant.
All right, thank you, Allison. Thank you, all my fellow ranters, for tweeting me. And let me know what you want us to rant about. Feel free to reach out to me on our Facebook group, Grants Rants Hollywood Talk, or you can always tweet me at Grants_rants. The rants will continue. Allison, thanks.
Thank you.
This has been Grants Rants. Follow us on Twitter at Grants_rants. Cover art created by Howie Roney. Voiceover by Sir Richard Wentworth. Original theme music composed by Alexander Arnson. We'll be right back.